News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Despite being in a rent pressure zone, monthly fees for on-campus accommodation at DCU have increased by almost 7% this year because of service charges. And joining me to discuss more on student accommodation is Brian O'Mahony, president of AMLE, which is formerly, of course, the Union of Students in Ireland, who will be addressing the Oireachtas Committee on Higher Education later on today. Good morning to you, Brian. Explain in brief for people, if you would, how this I suppose, increase in monthly fees is made up, because some of it is rent, but some of it is this mandatory monthly service charge.
Yeah, what we're seeing is that there's a loophole that's been found in the market with the rent pressure zones that are like preventing rent from going up, that by increasing these service charges instead, adding on, you know, cost of security, electricity, and increasing, but these is a way of getting through the loophole and getting to charge students a lot more.
Okay, so the rent rose from 750 odd to 768, but the rent, the service charge went up from, I think it was 87 to 130. That was quite the hike. Now, I have to put it to you, you said that the service charge covers things like electricity, etc. Those things have gone up hugely in price. So is there, a grain of reasonableness in the fact that that service charge has shot up quite largely?
I mean, we can see that these prices have gone up, but to the extent that they're hiking the service charge up, I don't know, is it a complete match? A lot of time when we look at other accommodations across the country, especially like private student accommodations, the breakdown of what the service charge is covering isn't always very transparent. And that leads us to believe that, you know, this is just a way of trying to find a loophole in the market, of trying to get more money out of students as the cash cows in this country.
Okay, so it has gone up, and I can see that the overall monthly charge has gone up by I think it's about 6.6, almost 7%. Do your students know these service charges, what they are covering? Is that known, or are they a bit, obtuse or a bit obscure as to what exactly that service charge entails for people, what they're getting for it?
I can't speak specifically for DCU, but across the country, a lot of the times what we're hearing from students is these service charges are increasing and they don't know what they're paying for with these service charges. That it's not very clear, especially with the private student accommodation providers, what the service charges are including. And when the hikes are going up, they don't know what is the mechanism behind going up.
Overall, though, the bottom line is that monthly fees between utilities, service charges and rent for students has gone up considerably. Tell us what you're hearing from students getting round the rental issue. Obviously, those who are in rented accommodation are sucking it up and are paying higher fees. But we do hear about these students who are commuting vast distances, who are couch surfing and who are, I suppose, missing out on what might be described as the overall college experience.
Yeah, but I think we're at a state now where a lot of students are missing out on the college experience. This thing that we've praised so highly from time to time over the years of the college experience is the best years of your life. Whether you're in accommodation and you're paying, you know, 800, you know, 1,000 maybe in Dublin for your rent, and you're working full time in order just to be able to afford that, and not being able to go to class if you're commuting, you know, 2-3 hours a day, you're not able to give your time to the studying that you need to do for your course, which means their academic performance is falling, but you don't feel like you belong in college anymore. That feeling of belonging on campus, that was there before COVID, where there was a vibe on campus, there was an atmosphere, and it was a good place to be, that has died now.
So students are kind of, do they feel kind of disconnected from their campus, that they're there, but they're not fully there?
It's essentially so. If you're traveling 2-3 hours a day and you're up early in the morning, chances are you're not staying for a club or society in the evening. If you're working full time, you're same thing again. If you're working full time, chances are you may not be able to go to class, because you have to choose, am I going to eat tonight or will I go to class? Do you have to work the full time job in order to get to the class in the first place?
Okay. Look, thank you for joining us on all of that. That is Brian O'Mahony there, president of AMLE, which was formerly the Union of Students in Ireland. Let us know if you, as yourself, are experiencing this, or indeed if your kids are experiencing this, and what I suppose is going on out there. A lot of people back in college from this week. We'd love to hear from you on the show. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.